My beloved hearts, I come to you in the joy of the Easter Spirit that each year releases bands of harmonious, loving, and optimistic energy throughout this planet. For as people place their attention on the resurrection of our beloved Jesus, so they are, even though many are not consciously aware of it, attuning their beings with the spirit of the resurrection flame that truly enfolded Jesus and brought about his resurrection. Thus, the people who place their attention on this event, this momentous event in world history, absorb a little portion according to the openness of their hearts and the purity of their beings of that resurrection flame and the resurrection spirit. And thus, their auras, their energy fields begin to glow a little brighter. And my beloved, when you look at the earth from the ascended perspective, you see these dots of light that in many places blend together to form a beautiful tapestry of light, a filigree of light that envelops the planet. In this particular Easter season, that light released is combined with a greater light produced by those who have given my rosaries so faithfully, especially the very latest rosary of the eternal flow. Thus you now have a multiplication of the resurrection flame in proportion with the light invoked by this latest rosary vigil. And I can assure you that this forms a tapestry of beauty that is beyond this world. I truly wish I could convey to you the beauty of the tapestry of life that is hidden behind the surface appearances that you encounter on earth in your daily lives. Oh, if you could only see what the earth looks like from the ascended perspective, you would know that even though there are still pockets of concentrated darkness left on this planet, we truly have entered a spiral that will inevitably lead to the resurrection of the very planet itself, so that it will rise into a new spiritual cycle, into a new age that has a very real potential of becoming the golden age that both Jesus and Saint Germain and myself envision for this planet. My beloved, I know that when you look at life, when you look at the earth from your perspective, from being involved in the consciousness that is still so prevalent on earth, namely the consciousness of duality, it can be difficult to see the great hope of the resurrection, both on a personal and a planetary scale. I know how it feels, for I too was indeed burdened when I stood before the cross with Jesus hanging upon it. almost covered in blood, looking very distraught as he cried out, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Yet I must tell you that I could not allow myself to let my feelings slide into any negativity whatsoever. For it was my task to hold the Immaculate Concept for Jesus until the very moment when he gave up the ghost, and even beyond it to the moment of his resurrection and later his ascension. Thus, even though a part of me was responding like any normal mother would by watching her son tortured and nailed to a cross, there was a higher part of my being that never ever wavered from seeing the Immaculate Concept or Jesus' victory over the last enemy called death. My beloved, every Easter, there are indeed many people who think back to how I must have felt when I met Jesus on his road to Golgotha's hill and later stood at the foot of his cross watching him die. Every Easter, I feel the outpouring of love, joy, and love and compassion that so many feel when they reenact or contemplate this scenario. Many of those who are mothers think about how they would have felt if their own son had been treated like this, and thus they send me a wave of compassion. And while I appreciate their loving hearts, I must tell you that I feel much greater compassion for each one of you who are still in embodiment and who are still trapped in a duality consciousness. I even feel a special compassion for the many Christians who contemplate Jesus' death and my own affliction, yet do not understand that these events happened a very long time ago, and both Jesus and I are now ascended beings who are free from the pain of the duality consciousness and the human ego. Thus we have won our immortal freedom, and we no longer need compassion or sympathy from human beings. On the contrary, it is human beings who need our compassion, for you are still trapped in a duality consciousness because you have not conquered that last enemy called death, which is truly the death of the ego, the illusion of separation from God that leads people to walk the false path, the way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. Thus, my beloved, I must tell you that there are so many people on this planet who are walking this false path of death, and that truly is cause for compassion from all of us in the ascended realm. My beloved, I must tell you that the way that seemeth right unto a man is what Jesus called the broad way, the wide gate that leads to destruction. What is that broad way? My beloved, there are many Christians who believe that the broad way is any religion besides their own, even besides their own particular branch of Christianity. But I must tell you that it is not so. The broad way that leads to destruction is not followed simply by people who are not religious or by people who do not belong to Christianity or any other particular religion. The broad way that leads to destruction is indeed followed by many people who consider themselves to be highly religious and who faithfully attend their church services in whatever church they profess to be the only true church and the only road to salvation. You see, my beloved, the unfortunate truth about religion on this planet is that religion has been so heavily influenced by the duality of the human ego and the subtle illusions of the mind of Antichrist that almost every religion on this planet has become the broad way that leads to destruction. This broad way is the path that makes people believe that they can be saved, that they can enter the kingdom of heaven, that they can attain eternal life without overcoming the very condition that caused them to be separated from that eternal life, to be separated from God's kingdom in the first place. That condition is, of course, the human ego, which is born out of your separation from God. Thus, it is a sad fact that most religions on this planet, at least in their mainstream versions, present the broad way that leads to destruction because they promise you that if you follow their directions, you can be saved without giving up the ego, without looking for and pulling the beam from your own eye. Ah, my beloved, this is such a subtle illusion, and it is so easy for people's egos to make them believe in this illusion. Even many of those who claim to be followers of the Ascended Masters and who have studied the teachings we have given through various messengers over the past century are actually following this broad way. They think that by studying an outer teaching or practicing certain rituals for invoking light, they can actually be saved without overcoming their egos, without separating themselves from their egos and putting on the mind of Christ. My beloved, my heart goes out to all those who are trapped in this illusion and who walk what they think is the path to salvation, but which truly is the way that ends up in the death of the soul, the spiritual death of the soul. I especially feel compassion for the many Christians who at this Easter time think they are saved through the blood that Jesus spilled on the cross. My beloved, it is time and high time that Christians everywhere realize that our God is a God of unconditional love. And a God of love does not require blood sacrifice as atonement for sins. The entire idea of a blood sacrifice as atonement for sins was a very primitive concept that from the very beginning was not understood correctly by the people who received it. Thus, the human ego has from the very beginning perverted the concept of a sacrifice. And in every religion where sacrifices have been performed, this perversion has quickly been taken into extremes, and none more so in the religions that required human sacrifice. Thus, the idea that Jesus' death on the cross was the ultimate sacrifice and the ultimate payment for humankind's sins is such a primitive idea that it sometimes truly boggles the mind that anyone in this modern age can believe in it. How can people fail to see that no loving God could possibly require his son, any of his sons and daughters, to be treated this way as a payment for people's sins? The reality is that certain passages in the scriptures were given in order to help the Jews make the transition from the Old Testament practices of blood sacrifice in the very temple of God to the new teachings that Jesus came to give, namely that no blood sacrifice was necessary when you reach for the mind of Christ that is the ultimate atonement for sins. Thus, the practice of Holy Communion is not a celebration whereby you eat the blood and flesh of Jesus. It is a celebration. It is meant to be a celebration whereby you partake of the wisdom and the love of the Christ mind so that you allow that Christ's light to enter your being where it becomes the leaven that raises the whole loaf of your consciousness, so that you too attain that mind of Christ and through that Christ mind attain ultimate freedom for your sins. My beloved hearts, how can it be that so many Christians believe in this illusion, even to the point where they are not willing to consider any other teaching than the idea that Jesus' blood on the cross has washed away their sins? My beloved, it can be only because their hearts have become closed to the higher truth of God, the living truth of Christ that is truly reigning upon the just and the unjust every moment of every day. You see, my beloved, Jesus told you so clearly that the most important commandment of the law is to love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. My beloved, it is not a coincidence that he first listed the heart, for truly the heart is the very center of your lower being. When I say heart, I do not mean your physical heart. I mean the heart chakra, the energy center that is the very center of your four lower bodies, of the energy field that you truly are here in the four planes of matter. My beloved, in my book, I explain that the light of God the light from your I Am Presence descends into your four lower bodies. And that it is this very light that gives you life and the ability to co-create the abundant life. When that light enters your lower being, it enters through the heart chakra, or rather, through a chakra that has sometimes been called the secret chamber of the heart and is hidden behind the heart chakra itself. This chakra is called the secret chamber because it is above the heart chakra in vibration, and thus it cannot easily be seen even by the clairvoyants who can see the other chakras. The secret chamber of the heart is the entry point for the light that streams from your I Am Presence into your lower being. It is in the secret chamber that this light springs forth. And when it springs forth, the pure light, the white mother light, springs forth in a threefold manifestation that correspond to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. These are, this manifestation can be seen as what has often been called your threefold flame, and it has three plumes. The blue representing the Father aspect of God or the power of God, the yellow representing the Son or the wisdom of God, and the pink representing the Holy Spirit or the love of God. Thus your threefold frame represents power, wisdom, and love. And when your being is aligned with the laws of God and with your divine plan, the three plumes of your threefold flame will be perfectly balanced. This is essential, for only when the three plumes are perfectly balanced can the light of your I Am Presence stream forth in full strength. If one of the plumes becomes smaller or bigger than the others, then the stream of light from your I Am Presence is reduced. This is done as an act of mercy, because if your threefold flame is not balanced, you will tend to impose imperfect images upon the matter light, and thus you will sin or create karma for yourself. This karma will be proportional to the amount of light that you misqualify. And thus, when your threefold flame becomes unbalanced, the stream of light is automatically reduced so as to lessen the amount of karma you can create for yourself. My beloved, when you understand that the very center of your creative faculties, the very center of your co-creation with God is the heart, then you see why purifying the heart is one of the most important tasks for a true spiritual seeker. I encourage you to search the Bible by using a computer software and see how many times Jesus talked about the heart. You will learn from this that Jesus knew how important the heart is, for he knew that everything you create is affected by the condition of your spiritual heart. That is why he said that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. For truly, the expression of your creative abilities is filtered through the heart chakra. And thus is it is colored by whatever conditions exist in that energy center. Thus, my beloved, it is essential for you to realize that over the course of many lifetimes, people can absorb so much negativity and imperfection into their heart chakras that their heart can literally take on a negative quality. For example, the heart can be angry. The heart can be hateful. The heart can be afraid. The heart can be envious. The heart can be filled with doubt. Thus, my beloved, everything that takes place in your lower being will be colored by the quality of the heart, even your thoughts. For truly, your brain even your thinking is subservient to the heart. Truly, there are some thoughts that are produced by chemical reactions in the brain itself. But your deeper thoughts spring from a process that begins in the heart. Thus, my beloved, if you have an angry heart, you will tend to think thoughts that inflame your anger and justifies why you must express it in certain ways. If you have a fearful heart, you will think about things that are scary, and you will convince yourself that you need to focus on all the things that can go wrong instead of holding the immaculate concept of what can go right. My beloved, to give you a tool for purifying the heart, I will release a new rosary for the purification of the heart. This rosary is especially designed to purify your heart center, your heart chakra, and all of the other energy centers, especially the seven main ones. To fully understand this rosary, I need you to realize that there is a deeper teaching about the energy flow in your energy field. In the previous Golden Age rosaries that I have released over the past year, I have given you a tool for raising up the Mother Light, which is what the Eastern teachings call the Kundalini. This is based on the concept that the mother light must be raised from the base chakra to the crown in order to bring about spiritual enlightenment. My beloved, this teaching about raising the mother light can be found in many esoteric and mystical traditions, especially in the East. It is a correct teaching, although certain religions have taken it into various extremes and thereby perverted it somewhat. Yet I must tell you that there is a higher understanding of the flow of the Mother Light, and I will now give you that understanding. You see, my beloved, although the light must be raised from the base chakra to the crown, the spiritual light does not originate in the base chakra. The spiritual light flows into your being through the secret chamber of the heart and then the heart chakra. And from there, it is distributed to the other chakras. What has happened to most people on earth is that after they fell into the duality consciousness, their spiritual light became forced down and concentrated in the base chakra, thereby depriving the upper chakras of the light and energy necessary to make them spin. And when the upper chakras are not spinning, your spiritual faculties become dulled, whereby you cannot have the understanding, the wisdom that is centered in the crown chakra, the vision centered in the third eye, or the power centered in the throat, the love that is centered in the heart, the peace centered in the solar plexus. Or the creativity centered in the soul chakra. Thus, my beloved, your entire energy field becomes dull and loses the light that should make it radiant and glowing. Thus, it is appropriate and necessary to raise the mother light from the base to the crown, so that the chakras can again begin to spin and radiate light. Yet as you achieve that purification, you can now take this to a higher level. Truly, the raising of the mother light, the raising of the kundalini, is primarily done for your own spiritual growth. It is, so to speak, a way to restore you to the original state in which you first descended into the material realm. Thus, raising the kundalini is in a sense bringing you back to square one and compensating for the loss of creative power that is a result of your descent into the duality consciousness. Yet it was not God's intention that you should remain at the level of creative power at which you were created. It was God's intention that you should multiply your talents and become a co-creator with him who could take dominion over the earth, meaning that you had the dominion of mind over matter that Jesus demonstrated through his miracles. So after you raise the kundalini, you can now begin to look beyond your own spiritual growth and realize that you are here to serve as a co-creator. You are here to take dominion over the material realm and bring God's kingdom into full physical manifestation on this earth. You were not created to descend to earth, fall into the duality consciousness, and come back to where you started. You were created to descend and have dominion, raising up yourself by multiplying your talents beyond what you were given, and then bringing God's kingdom into manifestation on earth. This is your reason for being, and thus it is time that those who have faithfully given my rosaries rise to this higher level. The teaching I will give you is the beginning teaching of how you can begin to express your creative powers in greater measure. Yet in order to do this, you need to purify your heart and balance the threefold flame of love, wisdom, and power. That is why my rosary will start out by purifying the heart and bringing balance into your being. Yet as you achieve this balance, you can now begin to establish a higher energy flow in your being than the energy flow that raises the mother light from the base to the crown. This is an energy flow that links your chakras in pairs and creates a figure eight flow between the paired chakras. The nexus of this figure eight flow is always over the heart chakra. And thus you see that there is a figure eight flow between the throat chakra and the solar plexus. There is another flow between the third eye and the seat of the soul, and there is a third flow between the crown and the base. When you establish this correct figure eight flow, you will open up for a greater flow of spiritual energy, and you will have the love, wisdom, and power to direct that figure eight flow for maximum effect on earth. You do this by first centering in the heart, and then reaching up into the higher chakra, activating that chakra's particular quality, and then letting it flow down through the heart where it is realigned with the absolute will of God and the immaculate concept held in the Christ mind. The light then flows into the lower of the two chakras, activating that chakra, radiating the light out while returning a portion of it back to the heart and then back to the upper chakra. Thus, I encourage you to visualize the figure eight flows I have described and to see how the chakras are linked and start spinning in harmony, becoming like a figure eight flows that are spinning around the heart chakra. My beloved, the purification of the heart is truly the next step up from raising the mother light. It is the step that paves the way for your dominion over the matter universe. Thus, it is a most powerful step for you personally, but it is also a most powerful step on a planetary level. I thus ask you to give a rosary for 33 days. Give a vigil of giving the new rosary for 33 days before our upcoming conference in Chicago. As you know, Chicago is the heart chakra of North America. And this conference has the potential to purify that heart chakra as never before, thus releasing a great amount of spiritual light that can reestablish the correct figure eight flow in North America and between North and South America. I thus encourage all of you around the world to visualize this figure eight flow, for it is important for the entire world to establish the correct balance between North and South America. This is truly the key to the manifestation of the Golden Age, which for a variety of reasons must begin in the American hemisphere and then spread from there to the rest of the planet. Thus, I give a special thanks to the beloved students in Latin America who have been given my rosary so faithfully. You have indeed played an essential part in setting the stage for the release of this rosary and for our upcoming conference. If you had not done the work of giving my rosaries in South America, it would not have been possible to establish the figure eight flow between North and South America. Thus, I commend you for your efforts and for your love. Truly, because of the efforts of previous dispensations, North America has been purer for some time than South America. And thus this figure eight flow has been waiting for the purification of South America. And this has happened only because so many have given my new rosaries. My beloved hearts, as a final note, let me ask you, all of you, to recognize that in order to take full advantage of my new rosary and the teachings on the chakras, it is absolutely essential that you purify your beings of all fear. You will not be able to establish the figure eight flow between the upper and lower chakras if you have fear in your beings. That fear will block the figure eight flow. And thus, you need to become consciously aware of your fears and make a special effort to overcome them by simply letting them go. My beloved, I am aware that a number of our students have for many years been concerned about world conditions. There are indeed many students for whom this concern has been the driving force in their efforts to give decrees, prayers, and rosaries. Yet I must tell you that if you are to take advantage of this new dispensation and teaching, you must not let your concern for the world be manifest as fear. Truly, if you look for the problems, you can easily conclude that the world is in a terrible state and that immense calamities could happen at any moment. But my beloved, you could have done the same at any time in the past. For if you are willing to look for the negatives, they have been there since the fall of man. Yet despite the fact that there have always been darkness and negativity on this planet, in every generation some people have managed to rise above it all and win their eternal freedom and delight. They have done this by transcending their fears, by letting go of their fears. My beloved, I know that fear can be a strong driving force at a certain level of the path. And there are indeed many people who need to have a certain fear for a time so that they can put forth the effort to overcome their egos. Yet I must tell you that fear can become a trap, and it is indeed sad for me to see that so many people have been students of the Ascended Masters for decades, but they have not overcome their fears. My beloved, no Ascended Master in heaven has any fear in his or her being. You cannot ascend as long as you have fear, and thus even though fear can serve as a driving force at the lower levels of the spiritual path, fear cannot take you to the top of the path. You cannot ascend by using fear as a motivation. You can ascend only when you overcome all fear. And you overcome fear only when you realize that it springs from the ego and it must be let go. And when you then realize that the power of God can overcome all conditions on the earth, no matter how dire they might seem, to a certain level of consciousness. Thus, my beloved, it truly is time for you to step up to a higher level of focusing on the Immaculate Concept instead of focusing on all of the manifest or potential problems on this planet. My beloved, I see many of you who indulge yourselves in dire prophecies, in conspiracy theories, or in watching the political process for any potential problem that might come up. I see many of you who have literally worried yourselves sick by contemplating all the problems and all the things that could potentially go wrong on this planet. This, my beloved, is indeed a negative habit, and it is time that you conquer it. My beloved, I am being stern and direct, for I am indeed the fierce mother who is here to defend her children against the onslaught of what in many cases is malicious demons who pound at your subconscious and conscious minds 24 hours a day in order to force you to focus your attention on the negative portents. My beloved, I must tell you that there are people who are controlled by dark forces and who are thus used as tools to create websites or emails that focus on the many things that could go wrong, even though most of them are completely unrealistic and made up. My beloved, I ask you to very sincerely consider using utmost Christ discernment to simply refuse to indulge your minds in some of the sources of negativity that you have partaken of for many years or decades. It is not necessary to focus your attention on any negative email, website, article, or book that comes along. It is not necessary to watch every TV program that spells out problems or dangers. I have need of those who will dedicate their lives to holding the immaculate concept for this planet and for the transition into the golden age. These people cannot do this while they have fear in their beings. And in order to overcome that fear, it can be necessary for many of you to go through a period where you deliberately ignore all negative portents. I know very well that Jesus told you to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. And part of being wise as serpents means that you must know what is going on the planet so that you can make calls for it in your rosaries. Nevertheless, there are many of you who have forgotten the other part of his admonishment, namely to be harmless as doves. Doves are harmless because they have no fear, because it is fear that causes you to show aggression and do harm to yourself or others. Thus, my beloved, by focusing on the negatives without the love, the perfect love that casts out fear, you only become more pulled into the dualistic mind of the serpent. And thus, you are neither wise as a serpent nor harmless as a dove. You have become blinded by the duality consciousness, and you have allowed fear to accumulate until you you are pulled into a negative spiral of fear. This causes some of you to qualify even your rosaries with fear. And this must stop, for it does nothing for you personally, nor for the planet as a whole. Thus I ask you to monitor yourself and see where you have fear. I ask you to put this fear into your rosary and to surrender it. And then I ask you to discipline your mind and emotional body and refrain yourself from indulging in the sources of negative information that come your way. When you have done this for a time, so that you have overcome the fear, then you can go back to selectively studying the potential problems on this planet in order to make precise calls. But I am literally asking you to go through a period of fasting from the negative news until you have conquered your fears and can then partake in selective news without having them stir up your fears. My beloved, let a word to the wise be sufficient, for I tell you, this is indeed a major problem that I am bringing to your attention. It is especially a problem for many people who have been on the spiritual path for a very long time, and who should long ago have overcome their fears, but have not done so because they have somehow thought that indulging in the negatives is a necessary part of being a student of the Ascended Masters and making precise calls and decrees. Thus I say to you, become both wise as serpents and harmless as doves. You cannot fully be one without the other. And thus, when there is imbalance, there will be fear. Thus use my new rosary to overcome that fear and put it behind you fully and finally, so that you can accept the perfect love, the unconditional love of God, that truly will cast out all your fears and fill you with such overflowing love that you will never again indulge in the fear that springs from the ego and is never necessary, no matter how important it might seem. My beloved, you cannot do ultimate good for God by focusing on a problem on earth with fear. You can do ultimate good only by focusing on the immaculate concept as the ultimate reality that replaces all temporary imperfections. When you know that only the immaculate concept is real, and that all imperfections are simply temporary mirages projected upon the Mother Light, then you will see that you have no reason to fear. Thus, my beloved, it is time to grow up and put away the childish things that make children afraid. Put away those superstitions. Put away those fears. And accept the understanding of the Christ mind that will allow you to see through the fears and see the immaculate concept that will replace the conditions that cause fear. Allow this Easter season to be the time when you give up the ghost of your fears and are resurrected into a state of mind in which you fully absorb the perfect love that casts out fear. And thereby attain the ultimate freedom from the ego, whereby the prince of this world can come to you and have nothing in you that can manipulate you into responding with fear. This is my desire for you in this Easter season. And the new rosary will be the perfect tool, but no tool can remove your fears if you are not willing to let them go. Thus I say to you, let them go and be done with them. For I am the loving mother who would see all of her children free from fear, now and forever. Thus I seal you in the perfect love of the Mother, and I ask you to accept that when you have me as your spiritual mother, you need not fear anything. For I am indeed up to the task of defending you and the earth from all onslaughts of the forces of darkness. They are as nothing before the infinite power of the Mother of God. Trust in the Mother of God and accept that all imperfect appearances are unreal. Let my light consume them and manifest the immaculate concept for your own life and for the earth. Truly, that immaculate concept is the only reality in the mind of Christ, and thus it should be the only reality in your mind as well. Let it be so. Let it be sealed. Let your heart be healed, and be thou made whole in the resurrection and the light of Christ. It is done.